goals that we vote on, you gotta hear.
You gotta watch.
Start with 1025.
Yeah, you gotta add that level in your second term.
Bob, we're gonna move 1025.
I'm just trying to figure out what we're supposed to do in the committee.
Recommendation.
We'll start with that one.
Sounds awesome.
Passing the buck.
Okay.
Call the House Committee on Healthcare to order for this last day of May. And open a work session on Senate Bill 1025, the purpose of which is to send the bill to rules. There's more work that needs to be done on it. And they've agreed to accept it, so can I have a motion, please?
Chair Greenlink, I would like to move that our committee send Senate Bill 1025A to the Committee on Rules with no
recommendation. I think we need to send it to the floor first, right?
Well, where's this? What's the script say?
Without recommendation.
But don't we send it to the floor? Just directly to the committee?
It doesn't make any difference, Mr. Chair. It's the intent of the committee.
Representative Nose moves that Senate Bill 1025 be moved to the Committee on Rules without recommendation. Is there any discussion? Is there any objection? Call the roll, please.
Representative
Kenny
Dyer.
Aye.
Representative Eli.
Excuse. Representative Alonzo Liam.
Aye.
Representative Kenner.
Aye.
Representative Malstrom.
Aye.
Representative Hack.
Aye.
Chair Notes.
Yes.
Vice Chair Hayden.
Yes.
Chair Greenman.
Yes. Senate Bill 1025 moves to the Committee on Rules. Committee, if you have any suggestions about interim projects, we've talked about this, or about informational hearings. And we're going to start holding informational hearings on Monday and Wednesday while we're down here. And we're going to start with the coming Monday on some eye protection issues around the solar eclipse. I think we're going to do that on Monday, which seems a pretty important issue. But if you have any that you want to propose, please let Sandy know and copy me. It's also true of interim work groups. I'm going to open a work session on Senate Bill 48A. Madam Minister, what do we have?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 48A, we've had before us a couple of times. It directs certain specified professional regulatory boards to collaborate with the Oregon Health Authority to adopt rules regarding the reporting of the completion of continuing education relating to suicide prevention upon reauthorization or relicensing to practice. It also establishes record keeping and reporting requirements. What you have before you is a five amendment, which directs the licensed healthcare provider boards to provide a one-time pain management continuing education, directs the Oregon Medical Board in consultation with the Pain Management Commission to identify by rule licensed physicians who must complete the pain management education, continuing education. You also have a -9 amendment, which I'm going to let Representative Kenny Geyer talk about it because she's been working on it.
Thank you, Chair and Ms. Chair. So the -9 gets at the intent that I had described last time around with more precise language that reflects that intent. So on page 3, lines 3 through 9 is where the intent to allow the boards to share the contact information of their licensees if they've agreed to share that information with OHA regarding their continuing education for suicide awareness. And then in lines 13 to 25, it talks about how when the report backs happen from the board to OHA and then later from OHA to the legislature, their report backs will not only include what percent of people of their licensees actually took the continuing education, but any other initiatives that they may be doing that have anything to do with suicide prevention. And that could include, for instance, we talked about dentists who have a higher rate of suicide. It could include kind of those self-care, self-wellness programs for practitioners. It might include interesting wellness pilot programs in Lane County or a whole variety of things. So this language now gets at what we were aiming for when we delayed voting on the amendment last time.
Great.
And there's no revenue impact or a minimal fiscal impact on both the A5 and the A9.
Can I have a motion, please?
Oh, wait. Yeah, can I make a motion first?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Somebody else want to talk? Okay.
I can talk after the motion if you want.
Okay. Chair Greenlee, I would like to move the dash A5 amendments to Senate Bill 48A, dated May 11,
2017. I was moves the A5 amendments to Senate Bill 48A, dated 5/11/17. Any discussion?
Yeah, thank you, Chair Greenlee. Yeah, all I can say is, here we go again. We're going to require a pain management education program. And this is how we started this down this rabbit hole back in 2012, when we required providers to go through pain management program. But back then, it was all about we weren't prescribing enough narcotics. Okay, now we're going right back down the rabbit hole, and we're going to educate or make providers become educated on prescribing less narcotics. This is not a role for this committee, and it's too bad we didn't learn our lesson from 2012 when we created one of the worst man-made epidemics in history. We're going to make the same mistake again. Putting this sort of thing in statute and requiring education is the wrong way to go. Better way to go is to use a carrot, create high-quality CME education, and get it out there so providers can have easy access to it. But this is a wrong approach.
Well, let's talk about it. If the committee thinks it doesn't make sense, well, we can pass the bill with the dash 9 and not with the dash 5.
But, Mr. Chair, I'd just love to hear more about where it came from, who advocated for it.
It was the Oregon Health Authority proposal.
Yep.
And it changes it from what we did before to this in what
way?
Do you want her to come up?
It didn't start talking about pain management. It's all about suicide prevention.
Mine's the dash 9.
Dash.
Come not on. The pain management.
How do we get that in there?
What does the dash propose to the dash 5?
This is dash 5 is pain management. Dash 9 is mine.
Chair Greenlee, members of the committee, for the record, Sarah Lochner at the Oregon Health Authority. So this bill was brought to you by the Oregon Pain Management Commission. As you know, right now in statute, there is a one-time requirement for certain providers, and this just adds a few other providers to that one-time requirement.
This bill or this amendment?
Sorry, this amendment, the A5.
It's not linked to the underlying bill.
It has a similar topic, though, continuing education.
Who was added to it?
I don't have the list right in front of me. Sandy probably has that.
I have it right in front of me if you want me.
It's line 16 to the next page. Line 12 on the next page.
728 additional providers.
Okay. Physician assistants, nurses licensed under the current chapter, psychologists, chiropractic, naturopathic physician, acupuncturists. Is that right?
That's correct.
And let me turn the page.
Well, some of those already were in there.
Looks like it's new language. We took out the physician assistant, pain management, and we're adding all of them. It's all new language.
It took out.
So it's a gut and
one,
stuff?
Two,
no.
Four.
It's just no, the original stuff. Bill. The dash 9
it's
relates to the
stuff.
Original bill.
9.
This is in addition to the bill. I think it's taking advantage of the related to clause.
Correct.
I get a clarification. We're talking about moving the dash 9, correct?
We're going to move that next, but we got to move this.
Right, about the motion is on the A5s right now.
The motion's on the A5, which
looks like
is pain management. We can defeat the motion and then come to the dash 9s, which improves the original bill.
I will join Dr. Bueller in opposition to the dash 5s, and I appreciate your work on the dash 9s.
I have a comment, and it's similar to my colleagues at the other end of the dais. I know from the nursing perspective, nurses felt real conflicted about this because typically when there's pain orders for nurses, it'll say so many milligrams to so many milligrams, leading the nurse to all of a sudden feel like now she's got to sort of give more than less, and it was a difficult thing. And I've been doing a lot of studying about the opioid crisis this year, and that made a big problem. And I don't know that this is going to fix it, you know, so.
If you withdraw the motion, you won't have to vote on it again. No.
Oh, can I make the
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, Chair. One thing I'm just noticing, too, that I don't think we've talked about throughout the process with this, and my two having concerns about what exactly this bill does and what we're trying to accomplish, it also brings in the TSPC. And I don't think we heard from those folks either, which is the teacher standards and practices. The Dash 9s have them in it. Yep.
Yes.
And I'm just... We are already inundated our teachers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, the motion's on the A5s.
All right, we'll talk about that then when you're ready. I believe that's already, but I believe the teacher, the issue with them is also in.
It is.
Is it in the 5s too?
In the. I don't think it's
well,
in the
it would
dash.
Be.
It's not in the dash.
Can I have a follow up?
I don't think teachers are in the bill.
In the Dash 5s, it does talk about counselors, so that would apply to our school districts and counselors as well. So I've got a concern with that.
Addiction counselors.
I don't think it means school counselors, but I think I'm hearing Dash 5 going away before our eyes.
Okay.
Well, she'll hope so.
Sure.
Representative Kennedy, there is a question.
Representative Nose? I hear you're sighing.
Yeah, you know.
You want to turn that into a comment?
Can we have a pause?
Sure.
Okay, can I meet with Representative Alonzo Leon, well, Representative Mostro, and Representative Kennedy at Stand of the East?
Stand of the East. Yeah. Come back to order, please. Representative Nose.
Thank you, Chair Greenlick. I would like to withdraw the motion that I made to include the Dash A5 in Senate Bill 48A.
Representative Nose withdraws his motion. How about a motion on the A9s?
Let's go for another one. Chair Greenlick, I would like to move the Dash A9 dated May 31st, 2017 be adopted for Senate Bill 48A.
Representative Nose moves that the Dash A9 amendment stated 5/31/17 be added to Senate Bill 48A. This is an amendment that relates to its original motion. Is there any discussion on the Dash 9?
Kenny Geyer.
Down there.
Representative Kenny Geyer.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just want to address Representative Hack's question about the teacher's standards and practices. So just to be clear, this bill started as mandatory continuing education when it was in the Senate side originally for suicide risk assessment, suicide treatment and management. And it was amended in the Senate to take out the mandatory part and instead to have just boards report back. And it included the boards of the 10 licensed groups that directly interact with
the health
people,
licensing board.
Yeah, health licensing board, the teacher, ones that whose licensees have direct contacts with populations that are possibly at risk of suicide, which is why the teacher one is in there. But it was pared back from being mandatory to just reporting back. The boards report to OHA, and OHA reports back to us what percentage of their populations take the continuing education. And it came with a bunch of different, you know, you have to report back on whether it was in person or electronic, how many hours, what association offered it. What this amendment, Dash 9, does is streamline that and say, no, you don't have to answer all those questions. You just tell us what percent of your licensees take the continuing education and what county they practice in. The point of that is if you find that no teachers are taking anything in Klamath County or no doctors and nurses in Eastern Oregon, it would help OHA and the boards direct a little bit more promotional outreach to make sure that there is some suicide prevention efforts in those areas if we see that no one's taking it. So I just want to clarify, number one, that this, unlike the Dash 5 that had the mandatory pain management, this is completely voluntary. All it is reporting how many people take it. And again, the effort of this Dash 9 is to streamline that information. Suicide does remain one of our biggest problems in Oregon, and we want to make sure that we're keeping track of whether people are up to date with the kind of suicide risk management, risk assessment new thinking that's out there. So that's all it is.
Okay. Thank you. Don't go away for the next bill. Any other discussion on the dash nine?
Yeah. I think, if I may, Chair, thank you. For me, I think, again, it's that we're still mandating that they provide the information. They still have to provide that. And so that means schools have to report it to TSPC. Right. So in a sense, again, it's an unfunded mandate, because if they have to report it, somebody has to come up with the paperwork to do that. Somebody's got to take the time to do that. Our schools are already so taxed with enough that that just concerns me.
I don't think this
me.
Really applies to school counselors.
It's teachers. You're talking TSPC, that's teachers, that's school counselors, it is social workers, it's, yeah, it's all of them.
So can I just clarify what that means?
Yeah.
So at the every 2 years when you go back for your license, mm-hmm. each of those different divisions require some kind of continuing education, except for I think nurses don't.
Oh, but, let's not go there today. Yeah.
But anyway, the license, as they go for their renewal, they just have to report back whether they took continuing education at all. That's all it is.
Nurses are in there. So.
I don't have any time for amendments.
I mean,
Beth Bueller has a question.
Nothing.
Yeah, thank you, Chair. I think the dash 9 is much better than the dash 5, and I appreciate Representative Kindergaard putting the work into this. I won't be supporting it more just out of principle, but I think it's a fine approach. And my principle is I think we should encourage and incentivize all kinds of providers to get CME in the policy area that we think should be emphasized, but adding more reporting gets really burdensome, and I'll tell you why. I've had to create a Excel spreadsheet just to keep track of all my CME and the different certifying organizations, because they have different timing of reporting, different amounts, and increasingly just this, the different sub-accounts. So for example, the state of Oregon requires me to take a certain number of trauma, not just orthopedic CME, but a certain amount of orthopedic trauma CME. So it becomes very much of a complex reporting structure already for...
Oh, here we go.
I just want to clarify again. So on your CMEs, when you report back, there'll be a box that says, did you take 30 credits of CME, 30 hours in your particular case? Yes or no? I mean, you have to say that in order to get relicensed, you have to do that. And then it'll say, did you take any continuing ed in the area of suicide? Yes or no? And then it'll say, would you like to share your contact information with OHA so they can ask you about it or not? That's all. It's just, did you take it? And there's no, we took out the onerous parts of the reporting.
And I get that, and I think I greatly appreciate that. But that means I have to either remember that I did that or track it in some way, and that's it becomes a burdensome tracking device for providers, because we all see it in just the isolation of what we're doing, but we have hospital certification, we have board certification, we have specialty certification. So
I hope we're going to move this bill, and this softens the bill, right?
Yeah,
the bill in its original form is more complex. Let's take a vote on the dash 9 amendments. Would you call the roll, please?
Representative Kenny Geyer.
Aye.
Representative Bueller.
No. Actually, I'll vote yes on the amendment. Sorry.
Representative Alonzo Leon.
Aye.
Representative Kenneman.
No.
Representative Malmstrom.
Aye.
Representative Pack.
No.
Vice Chair Nose.
Yes.
Vice Chair Hayden.
Yes.
Chair Greenland.
Yes. Motion carries. Let's have a motion on the bill.
Let's have a motion on the bill. Chair Greenlink, I would like to move Senate Bill 48A to the floor as amended with a dash 9 only, with a two-pass recommendation.
Representative Nose to move Senate Bill 48A as amended with the A9 to the floor with a two-pass recommendation. Any discussion on the motion? You call the roll.
Oh, no.
Just
Yes, sir.
I guess this comes back to a deeper issue that this committee, in my mind, that we've been working on for a long time, and that is, I thought we were going to give responsibility to boards to regulate their professions instead of us doing it. And I think this violates that principle. I'll be voting no.
Well, I don't think I ever agreed to that.
Well, it's been talking about it.
I just want to put in one more plug for it. We have a really bad suicide rate. It's a very small price to pay in terms of, you know, us people's whose lives are at risk, families who are torn apart, and all it's trying to do is say how many people are taking continuing education at all, because that will help OHA direct its resources in perhaps regions of the state or certain professions that may be taking a lot less continuing education in this area than others. So I think it's a very, very small. All it is reporting back so that OHA can make more targeted decisions in its suicide prevention office that we set up with our bill in 2014.
Representative Hack.
Thank you, Chair. I just want to say thank you for all your hard work, and this is a hard one for me because I agree that this is such an important issue, but having worked in the school districts and seen the amount of paperwork that they have to do and everything that has to already be sent in, it just still really concerns me that this is just one more thing that we're going to put on them to do, and now we've added counselors and we've added the social workers who don't now have to submit that through TSPC and through all these. They don't have to send anything to OHA. And also having managed a medical clinic for years and have seen the amount of time and work that goes into tracking the CMEs and all of that, I just have great concern with the additional burden on that. And I, too, believe that I think that the carrot is in putting quality CMEs out there and enticing them to do that, not necessarily having OHA gather information. And I'll be honest, I have some concerns about whether or not OHA, given the workload that they already have, that this is something that they're going to be able to do and do well. So for those reasons, I'm not going to be supportive, but which I hate to say that.
You call the roll, please.
Representative
Cunningham.
Aye.
Representative
Feeler.
No.
Representative
Onzo-Leon.
Aye. Representative Kenneman.
No.
Representative Kenneman.
No.
Representative Pack.
No.
Vice Chair Nose.
Yes.
Vice Chair Hayden.
Yes.
Yes.
Motion carries.
I would be honored to. Thank you.
We're going to open a work session on Senate Bill 275A. This is a complicated one, and we had thought we had moved toward some consensus. It turns out the A3s didn't move to consensus.
I was going to say, you voted yes, because
dentists. I'm going to suggest we move the A2s. If it goes back to the Senate and they don't like the A2s, we can move it to a conference committee and try and work out a deal with more time. But since this is the last time we get to deal with it, I think it's better with the A2s than it is alone, and I would ask we move in that direction. Representative Nose, you want to make a motion, then we can talk about it?
Yes. Chair Greenlee, I would like to move that Senate Bill 275A be amended with the dash A2 amendment dated April 28, 2017.
Representative Nose moves the dash A2 amendment dated 4/28/17 be added to Senate Bill 275A. Representative Nose, you want to talk to us a minute about that bill?
So, a couple of things. First, I want to say that I am sympathetic to doctors' offices that believe they are overly solicited, maybe even harassed by patients and their advocates who are trying to get a hold of records that they need to deal with a very complex process. But I'm not, and I tried to find a compromise amendment, but could not hit the sweet spot in terms of, I think, providing the relief that some of these doctors' offices need, and at the same time, making sure that the patient is going to get a record that they need to be able to potentially qualify for Social Security disability. So the amendment that you have before you is not one that the OMA likes, but it is one that I believe makes the bill better because it's going to make it easier and clearer about what kind of record a person gets when they're attempting to try to apply for Social Security disability benefit. And I don't want doctor's offices to be treated badly, but I do want people who are trying to qualify for disability, who are often don't have any income as a result of the health things that they're experiencing, and they need to be able to get on SSI to stabilize their life, and they need these records to be able to do that. And that's why I made the amendment the way that I did. And their advocates are suggesting that that's language that they need. And I understand that that's not an amendment that's supported by OMA, but I think it actually helps these patients.
Any other discussion?
Hayden.
Representative Hayden.
So I also worked maybe not quite as long as Representative Nost did, but I tried. It's an important issue. It's a very difficult issue. It can be an emotional issue for those involved with it. So I'm not going to support the dash twos because I don't think that got to a consensus amendment, but I do intend to support the bill and hope that it does go to a conference on the Senate side and that we get this hashed out to a consensus, because I still believe we can reach a consensus, but we're not there yet.
I think so too. Any other discussion on the motion?
Don't put me on the conference committee.
You and Hayden, I think, huh?
No, I'm you.
All right. We have a motion.
I tried.
On the dash two amendments. Would you please call the roll?
Representative Kenny.
Aye.
Representative Buehler.
No.
Representative Alonzo Leon.
Aye.
Representative Kenner.
No.
Representative Malmstrom.
Aye.
Representative Hack.
No.
Vice Chair Nost.
Yes.
Vice Chair Hayden.
No.
Chair Greenlee.
Aye. Motion carries. The motion on the bill, please.
Chair Greenlee, I'm going to move Senate Bill 275A as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
President Nost moves Senate Bill 275A as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any further discussion on the motion? Would you call the roll, please?
Representative Kenny
Geyer. Aye.
Representative Buehler.
No.
Representative Alonzo Leon.
Aye.
Representative Kenner.
No.
Representative Malmstrom.
Aye.
Representative Hack.
No.
Vice Chair Nost.
Yes.
Vice Chair Hayden.
Aye.
Chair Greenlee.
Aye. Motion carries. Representative Nost, will you carry it?
Yep.
Representative Nost, carry it. Close the work session. Senate Bill 275A.
Don't make it too bad.
And we are adjourned.
You got 1 minute. 1 minute.
And we are adjourned.